What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey, my friend, welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach. I'm an ads expert, and most importantly, I'm a dad. And this show is where we help established online course creators and coaches create more profit, more impact with less hustle. All right, let's get into it. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you, as always, for tuning in today. We are getting into another quick tip episode here in the show. And today I want to talk about bonuses. You know, those things that you add on to your offer or your course or your coaching program or whatever it might be so that people feel like they're getting additional value in addition to what they're buying, right? And what I want to share with you today is a different way. I want to offer you a different perspective when it comes to bonuses. In fact, I really think that it's time to rethink how you're using bonuses. In fact, I actually think you should stop using them in your offers altogether. And I want to explain why. Okay. Now, this is a topic that's come up quite a bit recently. And this is something that I've thought about in my own business, especially over the past year. Now, with our accelerator coaching program, it's a 12-month coaching program. There's not bonuses, you know, that we add on to it because we include everything in it. And that's something I want to get into here today. Now, speaking of accelerator, by the way, we are accepting applications right now. Okay. So Accelerator is a one-on-one coaching, group coaching, and mastermind experience for established course creators, coaches, teacher entrepreneurs, right? And by established, I mean, you're already doing at least $100,000 a year in revenue from your online business, and you're looking to scale. You're looking to create more profit, a bigger impact, all with less hustle. Because my friend, it is not about working more hours in order to achieve more profit and more impact, right? So if you're feeling overwhelmed in your business, if you're feeling stuck in your business, you're not really sure what next steps to be taking, what to be doing in the business, what to be focusing on in the business, right? Building out your team, et cetera. Then I want to invite you to apply. It's application only. Go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. Okay. So in the past, when it came to bonuses, generally bonuses, and this is the way I've taught it in the year, you know, in the past several years too. In general, bonuses are usually used to overcome people's objections to joining your course or membership or coaching program. Meaning, okay, I don't think this is right for me because I don't have an email list. So if you don't teach how to create an email list in your program, then you might want to include a bonus training about how to start an email list, which brings up, why not just, you know, teach how to build an email list in your program, right? But that's aside the point. We'll talk about that here in just a couple of minutes. So with that, you know, the overcoming objections thing, here's why I see a lot of people including bonuses, and they're including bonuses to compensate for not feeling fully comfortable charging the price that they're charging for their offer. I want to say that again. They're including additional bonuses to so that they can make themselves feel better to sort of compensate for themselves not feeling comfortable charging the price that they're charging for their offer. So they try to add in a whole bunch of bonuses to overcompensate and make themselves feel better about the price that they're charging. They also assign random dollar values, right, to each of the bonuses that they're offering. Something like, you know, they say something like, so you're getting $7,792 worth of value for just, you know, $697. And there's zero judgment here. I used to do this too. I did this for a lot of years. And what I want to offer to you is to give your potential customers more credit than we're giving them, especially when it comes to assigning values to your bonuses, right? My friends, people know what's up, right? In the previous episode, we just heard from Brittany McBean, who is our amazing copywriter, talking all about these types of topics here. We didn't talk about bonuses, but this is something that I'm seeing more and more where people are just coming up with random bonuses to include as part of their offer so that it looks like they're just giving all this additional value as part of their offer. But yet there's no intention behind it. Okay. Now, I'm not saying don't do any kind of bonus, right? So a good bonus, what that might look like. Granted, it's not super scalable. If you have a team that could handle calls, that's a different story. But if you're on the smaller side in your business and you have the opportunity to do this, you know, I think a good option for a bonus would be time with you, right? A coaching call or something like that, a 30-minute coaching call. Okay. Now, if you don't offer this in your business as it is, don't go assigning some, you know, made up value of a coaching call with you, right? If you offer this then at a certain price, then go ahead and do that. But don't go randomly making up some, you know, dollar value for a 30-minute coaching call with you if it's not even something that you offer. Okay. Now that would be, I think, a good use of a bonus. Now it is and it isn't overcoming an objection. I think if you are offering your time, again, the scalability factor comes in, right? So if you have a larger business and a lot of students coming in, this is not something that you're going to want to be offering. But one-on-one time or an audit or something like that, which your team could handle, that sort of thing could be a very nice additional bonus, right? And so with that though, I want to sort of bring you up to how I'm thinking about bonuses today and how I'm teaching bonuses. And the question I want to ask you is, do you really need to offer bonuses? Do you really need to offer them? I think that your offer should be able to stand on its own and be amazing in its own right. And your messaging and your copy are the things that should be used to address people's objections that they might have. If you're doing a webinar, use the webinar to address potential objections. Use emails, use your sales page, that sort of thing. Okay. And so this is really where I'm coming at it from a bonuses perspective. I just see too many people throwing in a whole bunch of bonuses without any sort of intention or strategy behind it to cover up, if you will, or to make themselves feel better about the price that they're offering, you know, their course or their coaching program or their membership or whatever it is that they're offering. And so that's what I really want to encourage you to look at. If you have bonuses tacked on to one of your offers or to whatever many offers that you have, I'd look at why you are using them, and are you using them for the right reasons? In fact, I actually think that for the most part, bonuses really aren't necessary anymore. Again, are there, you know, exceptions to that? Of course there are. But I'm of the mind that your offer should be able to stand on its own and just be the amazing offer that it is and include what people need in that offer, right? I know it's a concept, right? And let your messaging, let your copy, let your webinar, let your videos, whatever it is that you're doing, your emails, whatever it is that you're doing to sell your offer, let those things overcome people's objections. You can include that in your copy, in your sales pages, etc. Okay, so I really want you to think about that. Because again, this is something that I'm thinking about. This is something that we started doing in our business early 2021. So really not that long ago. We're like, you know what? Our offers stand on, you know, by themselves, can stand really strongly on their own. And this is not something that we need to do to overcompensate for anything. If you don't feel like your pricing, if you don't feel confident in your pricing, that's a huge red flag. If you are not confident in your pricing, when you go to convey the pricing to your audience, to your people, they're going to see right through that. You have to feel confident in your pricing, right? And so one of the things that I talk to our accelerators all the time about is, does it make sense to increase your price? And a lot of times they're undervaluing, they're underpricing their offer. And when we start throwing around, you know, different pricing opportunities, I'm not telling them what to price it on, right? But we start brainstorming different, you know, different ways to think about it. They might think like they have to make this big jump. They're like, they, you know, a light bulb goes off and they're like, yeah, I really should be increasing because of the value that we provide, delivering on the promise that we make with our program. But they might not be ready to make that big a jump. And so if they know that they want to charge, you know, that higher price, just as an example, if they realize they're like, you know what? Yeah, I really think I should charge more for this, but they're not quite comfortable with that amount yet. If they try to go right to that amount with that, you know, lack of confidence in being able to communicate that, that's not good. Because again, the people that they're selling to are going to see right through that. So that you have to feel comfortable with the pricing. And now it's like, feel comfortable just outside of your comfort zone. That's the best way I think I could describe that right now. And so you do have to be able to confidently communicate and message about your offer and your pricing for it. And don't use bonuses to overcompensate for it, to make yourself feel better about the pricing. Because again, like I said, I see it all the time. People just start throwing random things in there to offer as bonuses when it doesn't really make a ton of sense on a lot of different levels, right? One of which being, it should probably be included already in the offer, right? And lastly, I also want to add that this came up in a recent conversation on a coaching call. And I'm so glad that this person brought this up. The conversation around pay in full bonuses, right? Incentivizing people to pay in full rather than do the payment plan, right? And having bonuses, you know, offering a bonus or bonuses when people paid in full. And this person, I was so proud of them and so happy that they said this. They said, you know what? I'm not doing pay in full bonuses because I want my offer to be accessible to everyone, regardless of whether they can afford to pay in full or not. I'm not going to incentivize a pay in full option for accessibility reasons. I want this to be, you know, the accessibility for everyone. Love that. And that's what we're all about here. So if you're thinking about including a pay in full bonus, I'd really think about why you're doing that. Now, number one, I totally understand it. And again, I did this for years, but this is part of the growth that we've experienced, that I've experienced over the past, really the past year and a half, in that, you know what, it's, let's not incentivize people to pay in full when this is really about accessibility and whether someone can afford it. If someone cannot afford to pay in full, let's not penalize them for that fact, right? And so I'd love to get your thoughts on everything I've said today about bonuses. Leave a review, leave a rating review for the show over on Apple Podcast, or I guess you can now do that, by the way, on Spotify. And I'll be sharing how to do that because I heard from somebody recently that you can do that. I haven't seen it myself. Or shoot me a DM on Instagram. I'm at Rick Mulready. Let me know what your thoughts are here on bonuses. As always, my friend, thank you for tuning in today. Super appreciate you. I'll see you right back here for the next episode here of the Art of Online Business Podcast.